Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies.
You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. And tonight we have a wonderful evening. Happy holidays, everyone. I never host the show alone, so I want to welcome my co-host, Karishma. Nicole, are you there?
Hello, hi ladies, happy holidays.
Woo-hoo. You guys are in sync. So we have a very, very good show. We have Dr. Sonja Borg that's going to come on with us again, and we're going to talk about Naughty Christmas. So how's everything? How's the holiday going so far, guys?
Wonderful. Just been busy, and I'm just so excited for this Naughty Christmas that now I can't wait. I think after today I'm going to be even more excited for Christmas. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the holidays, guys. I'm done my shopping. So, you know, I'm just chilling and counting down the days. I cannot believe Christmas is only a couple of days away. Crazy.
It's almost here. Yes. Well, guys, tune in. Give us your thoughts, 347-539-5729. And let everybody know where they can find us on Twitter.
You make sure you follow us at the GF Network One. It's the Girlfriend Network. And also you can follow all of us personally. You can follow me at Kish Thomas. That's K-I-S-H Thomas, where I'll be live tweeting about today's naughty ideas that we're talking about. So if you want to tweet me anything naughty, go ahead. I'll be sure to read them out loud.
Excellent. And you can
go ahead, Nico.
I'm sorry. I was saying good job, Karishma. You can find me, Nacone Martin, first name, last name, my real government name on all social media. Go ahead, Kate.
Fine, I'm here. You can always find me, Fashion Diva 2012, on my IG and Facebook, Tahira Sutton. So I'm just feeling so excited about the holidays. You know, it's this time of year with somebody, you know, some people are not really, really happy. They get really in reverse depressed. So it's good that we're going to have Dr. Sonja Borg online. She's going to help, you know, give us ways on how to, you know, stay focused. And because we get consumed with the shopping. It's so serious, isn't
it? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
The malls
serious.
Are crowded.
I don't know. They're saying it is deadly right now. And have you noticed a lot of stores are staying open like 24 hours from now until like Christmas Eve? I'm like, that is just insane.
That's too much.
Yeah, it is. It really is. So, yeah, I think what happens a lot of times, you actually lose the true meaning of Christmas and you get all caught up, like you guys said, in the shopping and the material part of it. So I don't do all that anymore because, you know, I just buy a little bit here and there, and mainly I give gift cards because I am not stressing myself out. I made a promise that I was not going near a mall so after Christmas, and I'm so serious. Like, I can't do it.
No, I completely agree. I almost feel like the most meaningful gifts are also the ones that, like, you don't just go shopping for. You know what I mean? Like, I personally just love really
true.
Well, no, not saying I don't like also nice things and really nice handbags and shoes. I mean, I won't shy those away. But I also, like, really, I love cute little meaningful, like, pictures and collages and all that simple stuff, too. But it's more just about spending time with people you love, you know?
Yes, I find the gifts that I love the most are the ones that are, you know, people put the most thought into it. Like, you know, they really know me, and they go out and they get whatever that they know that I would really love and appreciate. And it doesn't even have to cost a lot of money. So, you know, that's very appreciated.
Yeah, the simple things do count, especially like this year for me is just so – because everybody's just in this, oh, I got to get to the mall. It's just – I was just really – appreciative to Christmas cards that I got this year. It's just so some of my friends were like, and coworkers were really, really creative with Christmas cards. So that really, like, I teared and it touched my heart. I got cards in the mail, cards at the office. And it's like, one card was amazing. I don't know who makes this card, but beauty, talking about the beauty of Christmas, how it's beautiful, the true meaning of giving. And I thought that was that just, like, took my heart away. And it was probably no more than, like, maybe $5. And I'm like, where did you get this card? It's just so beautiful. So definitely we have to keep focused on the meaning for the season. It gets crazy with people fighting over toys, and it could, you know, it's tough at times.
It
and,
is.
For me, I'm just like, I'm all about, like, the meaning of Christmas. So, Carisha, how is it, what is it like in the city? I know the city is amazing at this time.
Well, beautiful. I guess, I mean, I'm going to be experiencing my first Christmas in the city, which I'm really excited for. But I did do a touristy thing and head over to Rockefeller Center and see the huge tree. And it was so pretty, and I felt like such a tourist. Like, I was, like, offering to take pictures of people. And, I'm looking forward to, like, doing just, like, all the lights and everything is so pretty. But I'm just looking forward to, like, hanging out with, like, the close friends that I've made here and just spending time with people and, yeah, really just eating good food, enjoying it, you know, maybe after the show learning about some naughty little tidbits. So, you know, we'll see how Christmas goes.
So nice. I just really feel like this is the time where you really show your appreciation, and it doesn't have to be and a monetary value. It could be, you know, just like, because everybody's getting ready for the holidays and family coming over and seeing, you know, your house is open to your relatives. So it could be tough. Tough personalities clash. This is the time for some, and some people's families, disasters, because they have, like, more people that are in their house, and it could be more stressful. So I think tips to kind of cool down during this time is really important. Don't sweat the big stuff. Make sure you drink a lot of water and things like that when you're shopping, because shopping is like a second job right now. You want to get the right gift. So I think thought and just taking out time for yourself as well.
No, that's why online shopping is the best.
Cause I love it.
You do it from the piece of your home. You get it at your door.
I'm with you because what do you call that? Cyber Monday. I had it all done. I was good. So it was great, and it was my first year doing it, guys. And I'm sitting here like, oh my god, what a dodo! Like, how come I wasn't doing this before? The sales were great, and there's something.
It's better, like commercialized. It is better. You get more of a discount online from a career shopper. I was so amazed. Like last week, I bought 6 pairs of shoes for less than $100, and these are like quality shoes. So
wow.
You can definitely, yeah.
Not bad.
That is really, really good. So, including, yeah. So, I'm excited.
Wait a minute. Back up. Who 6 pairs of shoes for who?
For me.
For you? No, it's weird now. You're supposed to be shopping for other people. What are you doing?
Yes, other people see me when I do my fashion shows. Definitely.
Oh,
no,
goodness.
You know what? I believe in treating yourself on Christmas, though, because I feel like everyone gets caught up in, like, you know, you treat other people, which is great, but then going through all that work and stress, you should treat yourself to a little
That's
something.
That's what I'm saying. It is important to also, you know, I did extend my services to my friend, being, like, a personal shopper last week as well. I didn't just say, you know, I'm going to buy these shoes for myself. I called my friends, and my one friend, it's just she wanted some boots, and I found these boots for such a discount, and I was just like, I'll do all your personal shopping for you online. So, yeah, I did extend my services to other people. But it can be stressful. It can be, like, you have to, you know, what if the person doesn't like your gift? What happens then?
Yeah, that's true. But I don't get offended. I mean, I buy and I realize, okay, you know, I try to hit the mark as closely as possible. But if for some chance they don't like it, I'm not offended because I'd rather them take it back, get what they like, what they're going to wear, whatever, versus throwing it in the back of their closet. So, you know, I prefer it that way. Because me, you know, there's some gifts that I don't like. I still have stuff hanging in my closet with tags on, and I'm just like, yeah, well, maybe next year I'll wear it, or, you know. Here's the other interesting thing I want to ask you guys. I maybe I have once. Have you guys ever been gifted?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I have.
I just, you know, a gift that was given to me. It wasn't. It would have been better for a better personality. It wasn't something that I would wear. And, you know, I just said this would be better for this person. It was still in the box, and I regifted. I admit, my hand is up. So, yeah. So I mean, that's how complicated it gets. This person, you know, she tried her best to make a good gift for me, but it just it did not fit. So why not give it to someone that I know that will definitely use it? She's a sweater person, and she loved it. She
I'm not mad
tell
at
her
that.
It was for somebody else, but she loved
yeah.
it.
Like any gift that I have made has been a gift that, like, I wouldn't give to anybody I know. You know what I mean? Like anytime I've gotten a gift that I haven't really appreciated, it's not a gift that I would give to somebody because it's like not a good gift. So I usually, I think I don't re-gift, but yeah, most of the time I'm pretty lucky that I always get stuff that I kind of just want to keep or I'll make some use of it somewhere. So I'm kind of like, okay, it works out.
Good.
Well, with that being said, let's get into This Christmas by Chris Brown on the Girlfriend Network.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas a very special Christmas for me.
often imitated but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
Celebrity.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on TheLoveZoneUSA.com.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Eric Benet, and I want to spend an evening with you, my fans, on the Love Zone, USA.com. On Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I'll be stopping by the Love Zone, USA.com, to share my music from past, present, and future. So come on by and join me Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern so we can spend an evening together on the Love Zone, USA.com.
Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lovezoneusa.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton, and we are not hosting alone. I have Nicole Martin and Karishma with me as well. I just want to take this time to welcome Dr. Sonia Borg. Dr. Borg, are you there?
Aloha.
Hi, aloha. Hello. How are you?
Hi.
I'm now this is Renelle. Very well. Renelle Author, therapist assisting people in their sexual awakening. So we just want to welcome you to the Love Zone Network, the Girlfriend Network, the Love Zone USA, and tell us about yourself. Tell us about some of the I was reading some of your titles of your books, and I'm really, really excited to have you on with us. Just let our listeners know first where they can find you on social media.
Yeah. Well, on social media, on Facebook, it's The Happy Endings Company. And you can also reach me on my website at drsoniaborg.com, drsoniaborg.com.
Okay. So, Dr. Borg, thank you again for accepting my invitation. We always love when you come and spend time with us at the Girlfriend Network. You know, this is Tahira speaking. I just wanted to, give some tips on how to make this, because, you know, in this time of year, it's very busy, and you can get kind of just distracted with getting gifts. How do you keep the sizzle in the relationship? How do you make Christmas a time that everyone enjoys it, even like your partner, your husband, your wife?
Right. Well, 12 naughty nights of Christmas, of course.
I love that.
By this time, we could put it all in one night. You know, we could call it the night before Christmas, hour by hour, or whatever.
Wow.
12 hours. Yeah, it's the marathon one.
Wow.
Yeah, and so there's 12 of them, and so I have 12 juicy nuggets, and they could be done all in one evening, or, you know, if you could eat them up all in one night, or 12 days.
Okay, can you give us a little bit of an example of one
sure.
of your nuggets?
Sure, I'll give you 12 of them.
Okay,
we'll start with Elfie on the Shelfie.
Mm.
Buy an elf on the shelf and tell your lover that the Elfie has its eye on you and catching you. And so now these are really, for women, so I'm going to be talking about some techniques that we can do in some, you know, 12 naughty nights. So I'm really talking to the ladies here. And so men, if you're listening, take a listen and how you receive it. And you'll probably get some of your own ideas as I'm going through this. So the Elfie on the Shelfie is it catches your guy being really great and really amazing. And that, you know, especially around the holidays, it's a really powerful way to acknowledge him and all the awesome things that he might do and some of the things that he might have missed. So some of the things that you might have noticed about him, catch him being sexy. And so I started with this one because you could be looking him in the eye and telling him all the wonderful things about him. And this is, you know, it's really good because sex is in the brain. And so all too often we just jump right into, you know, the sex act. But really the juice is in the imagination. And so as you're getting on your knees and you're going to one of the 12 naughty nights, number two, Jingle Ball. Yeah, so
I love the name for everything. I like can't control it. I love it.
Yeah, so Jingle Balls, you're on your knees and you're telling him why he's so amazing and all the wonderful things that you caught him doing. And you're looking up at him and you're creating the eye contact right before you're going to give a blowjob. So this is a really amazing and powerful way to connect on a really deep level. And so one of the things that's missing lately in, like, kind of the new age stuff that's going on now is a lot about affirmations. And affirmations are really great. But when you could mix in some sex, it really hits home. So when you mix in the sex, he's really going to listen when you're telling him how amazing he is. So right on to Jingle Balls. And one of the things that I like to do when I'm approaching the balls is to glide my tongue right up the seam. And glide my tongue lightly and just kind of glide over it, just barely touching his balls. You could also do the figure eight with your tongue over his balls. Yeah, that's a fun one.
The figure eight, okay.
Yeah, and then you could put the balls in your mouth and one at a time suck them while you twirl your tongue around the surface. And one of my absolute favorites, there's a couple more, the hum. Humming on the balls, very nice.
I think I need a drink.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm writing all this down. I'm like, I'm
going
to journal out here.
Right.
The girlfriend's yeah. We're taking notes back for
it. Got it.
Yeah, go ahead right now and actually hum on your finger. Close your lips and send the vibration of the humming. For as much as we use our hands and our fingers and how desensitized, do you feel that vibration?
Yes. Yes.
And how powerful it could be. Yeah. So do that on the balls, and you can also do that on the head or the tip or the corona of the penis where there's a lot of nerve endings. And guys, you could do that on the clitoris. That's very nice.
Yeah,
the other fun thing to do with the balls is to get them sloppy wet and slurp them. That's really fun. And you can do that with saliva or, you know, water or we'll talk a little bit more about ball play and water and wet fluids. We're going into that right now. Hottie toddy. Hottie toddy is you can make a, you know, like a nice apple cider with cinnamon. Maybe a shot of, like, clear alcohol, if you prefer. And you could play with temperature and water on the balls and start with the balls and move your way to the cock. And, you know, this whole part is you want to go slowly. So make it, you know, you make your mouth nice and warm, and you can play with temperature play, and then the alcohol makes it feel a little warm, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a nice little touch.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a
yeah.
lot of info. That's really that's interesting. I would have never thought about that.
No, mm-hmm. not at all.
Yeah. And then the same with the cinnamon is actually an aphrodisiac.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Another, this is a really nice form of ball play is running your fingernails over the balls.
Wouldn't that scratch? Like if you have long nails?
Yeah, but you could do them just like gently. Like
gently.
Easy.
Yeah,
like,
so don't do it when you're angry because you might just scratch that right off.
Don't have an argument. But that's okay, I get it. So
yeah.
lightly scratch. I'm learning.
And then also at the point of orgasm, what's really nice for the guys and the women too is just like gently scratching over the pubic bone.
Mm-hmm.
If not at the point of orgasm, like especially if you're doing oral sex, like after. And for women, we could externally, you know, that also feels nice too. Mm-hmm. But when a woman is, if you push on right above your pubic bone, you could externally access your G-spot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
I don't think a lot of women know that. That's like a shocking fact. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a juicy one. And
that is juicy.
It is juicy. And a lot of people don't know is that the clitoris is really a network. It's a mm-hmm. network of nerves and nerve endings. And just mm-hmm. in the clitoral gland alone, there's 8,000 nerve endings. It's like, wow. You know?
All the possibilities.
All the possibilities. Thank you so much. I don't know who said that, but, you know, because
and
when you access pleasure, you're actually entering an altered state. If anybody has anybody here on the call ever experienced altered states during sex?
I don't think so.
It doesn't have to be like, you know, you're seeing spirits or anything. It's nothing like that. It just feels like really good, like you can get lost in it. And like when you
mm-hmm.
look
well,
up.
Like another dimension type sex?
Well, like it also feels like, okay, so have you ever been like when you dance or you do art, it's like that sensation and feeling of getting lost or even when you drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
Like
I can identify
yeah.
with that. Yeah,
and you probably experience that during sex.
Yeah, it's like having a out body experience, sort of.
Well, it's more of like having an in body experience because
right.
we're really super present. But that's
right.
know where you're going with that.
Yeah,
yes, it's just different. You know, you
right.
feel like
yes.
you feel different.
Yes.
So that's what pleasure can do for us.
Wow.
So we can count on doing that. So, yes, so just so you know, and so maybe if you look back on it now, you can see that there's opening.
Mm-hmm.
So all mm-hmm. these tips, I'm not just giving them, you know, like you get to do them for the guys. This is about turning ourselves on. This is about... Mm-hmm. embodying
that's
our own sexuality and then getting power. We're powerful, man.
That's what I was
yeah.
going to ask you. I was going to be like, this Jingle Balls, like, it sounds good for a little bit, but I'm like, is it all about him? Like, when do we get
yeah,
to have our
right?
time?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm still on the 8,000 nerve endings in the clitoris. I'm stuck there.
I know. And
I
the
love
external
it.
Access to the G-spot. I remember in college, Dr. Sonia, I'm Karishma. In college, I took a sex psych class, and I remember I had this really cute professor, and he was like this older man. He was the cutest thing, and he always told all the guys in our class that, fellas, if you ever find the G-spot, make sure you put a post-it on it, because you don't know when you'll find it again. That had always stuck with me, but now that I know about this external access, that's amazing.
Well, oh, thank you so much. And, you know, you could access it, too. And,
oh, great.
So,
yes.
Like, this
you know,
is, like, through the art
me.
Of masturbation now. Like, you can do it on your own without the guy. Right.
I love you. Thank you so much for saying
Figure.
That, because I was
yes.
going to suggest, like, there's no better way to be a great lover than just to practice. And the best person to practice with is yourself, because you're learning your own body.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you know, we talk about, like, different positions and stuff for couples. That's all true and great. But you could also do different positions in your own masturbation play and your own self-pleasure play and learn a whole bunch. I mean, you're creating, if just by changing it up in your masturbation, you're creating an entire neural network, a new neural network. And I tell you, there's a big correlation between the people who are sexy and the people who are very smart. I swear. So if you're, like, you know, changing up the positions, here's what we know about people and their masturbation patterns, is that we tend to keep the same masturbation pattern from the time that we started masturbation until forevermore, unless
mm-hmm.
we consciously decide to change it, because we know it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
So interesting.
Yes, and so we could learn how to switch it up and expand ourselves and make us more orgasmic. And
if
what I know, go ahead, please.
Dr. Sonia, I was going to say, look, I'm a lazy masturbator. Like, I like to get in and get out, you know?
this is killing me. I love it.
So, I'm trying to envision, like, different positions, and how does that work?
What kind of position do you do now? How are you, on your back?
Strictly on the back.
Okay.
Check this out.
This is some really interesting information, because there's actually data on here. Gosh, her name's not coming to me right now, but it was a really pivotal book. I want to say her name is Sharon. Anyways, they asked women, what's your masturbation pattern like? You know, do you do nipple play? And do you do, you know, butt play? Do you do, you know, G-spot? You know, is it insertion or is it just clitoris? And they have it broken down. Like, do you use props? Do you use pillows? And it's really interesting. I got a ton of great ideas. But what I've discovered is that, like, you know, like what we said, it becomes a habit and a pattern. So, you know, the sky is the limit. And here's the great breakthrough that you're going to have. When you follow your pleasure and just what feels good and explore it, and keep going with that. And I have a philosophy and I have a theory that we were taught that we would just have grown up with the pleasure, like pleasure is bad in general. And so masturbation is bad, and self-pleasuring. And so we're cut off from our own sexuality, either directly or indirectly, at a very young age. And so what I see in the movement for women and everybody is paying attention to what the clitoris wants, because we've been, like, just doing, and the clitoris is, like, our, you know, what we want and our pleasure. But we've been just so, like, doing what we think everybody, we've been so cut off from that source of pure, authentic, personal pleasure and just doing what we think pleases everybody else, that now we're coming home to it and we're rediscovering ourselves. And I think that's going on. That's the awakening.
Wow, that's amazing. Dr. Barbara,
and
what's
the clitoris lead the way?
All hell clitoris. What about toys? Like, what about, you know, vibrators and things like that?
That's amazing. Yeah, find out. What I suggest to women is, and everybody really, but to find out what pleases them and what arouses them. And what we find out is that oftentimes, well, I'm not going to tell you what we find out, but some people find out and discover, myself included, that I really want to be surrounded by more pleasure. So anyway, that's what came out as a result of doing this exercise, that I really wanted more pleasure in my life in every single way possible. Like, I wanted to make my every step of my way in through life easy, graceful, with love, and lots of pleasure. You know, why not? If we're going to get there, we might as well cruise in style.
Correct.
I like it. I like it.
I love it.
So, I think the question was, what about toys? Was that it?
Well, my question, this is Tahira. Dr. Borg, like, when you get into the zone where you're trying to find yourself, you know, what your sexual profile is, and you're masturbating, and you're getting to know you, you could kind of get dependent on toys. So how do you set that balance, you know?
Okay, so you're saying that, you're stating that it's a fact.
Correct.
You're stating that, you know, what was it that you said could happen?
Like, you could get dependent on, like, in this rhythm where you're using a vibrator or, you know, in that
rhythm.
And you don't want to take it away from the actual act of sex with your partner. You understand what I'm saying? Because you're exploring and you like it, you love it, and then you want to do it all the time. How do you set the stage for balance?
So I think it depends, you know. Every woman is different. And so I'm trying to figure out how to answer this question, because I think there's...
I'm sorry.
No, I'm trying to think of it because there's so many ways. I guess the way I think of it as, I feel like sex and masturbation, they're both my own journey, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And remember how I was talking about, like, getting pleasure every step of the way? I get a lot of pleasure from giving oral sex and doing jingle bells. So for me, like, that is, like, I'm really present. I'm really, like, feeling. I get really sensual and really tuned in to, you know, the pulse running through his balls and the smell of his body and, you know, how it feels to put my lips on his skin, the temperature and his taste and, like, all of that, and I let that be the center of focus.
Dr. Borg, I know you're short for time, but do you, like, would you recommend for our listeners, like, swallowing? I know a lot of girls are, like, on the fence. Should I swallow? What should I do at this point? And they get, like, hung up in that, not sure of what to do from that point.
I think they should do what feels good for them. If it's hot and sexy for them to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
By all means, because, you know, and that could be like, well, do whatever feels good for you and gives you pleasure, and then you're going to be sexy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A woman that's turned on and loving what she's doing, isn't that hot? Even a guy, right?
Yeah.
And enjoying it. So if she's not, but you know what? I do have some tips on how to look like you're, you know, like, look,
it
looks it. Like you're swallowing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't see it as faking it. I see it as, like, I let the, if I don't want to swallow, and with every man, it feels like a little bit, like, different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I reserve the right to not swallow. And so what I do is I just let it go in my mouth and come right out. And I'm using my hands all the time. And my hands are lubed and oiled. So it just feels like a lot of wetness. And then I like kind of just massage it in.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
I like that.
That is very interesting. A lot of information over here.
Oh,
we're
so
learning a lot of new things today.
Okay.
I don't know that I answered somebody's question, and I want to get back to the exercise that I was talking about. And in that box, just for all the listeners and for the woman that asked the question, to get more arousal and desire and passion and hotness and sex and to feel like that sexual energy pulsing through you. Identify what arouses you. It might be a song. It might be music. It might be a piece of fabric. It might be a fragrance. It might be, you know, like the ritual of putting on lipstick. It might be putting on high heel shoes or lingerie or stockings or anything. And whatever you can find, poetry, videos, whatever, and put them in this box. And then when you want to run that sexual energy and you want to feel sexy, put that in the box and grab it and reach for it.
That's excellent. I love it.
Yeah, so you're turning yourselves on. And then those things, those items become a trigger for you, and they elicit the arousal response. Much like maybe, like what comes to mind for me is the smell of a certain shampoo, Finesse, always reminds me of my junior high dance whenever I smell that, because I have a strong association. So the idea is that you have a box full of positive objects that arouse your sexuality, and you could just reach for them and you get an automatic response.
That is amazing. Well, I just want to thank you for coming. I know you're short for time. Thank you for spending this time with us, Dr. Borg, and let our listeners know where they can reach you again on the social media. And where after that, we're going to get into a song, Home from Christmas, by Robbie Nova.
Okay, aloha. DrSoniaBorg.com, www.drsoniaborg.com, and on Facebook at thehappyendingscompany.com.
Thanks so much for being here. It was great talking to you.
Thank
you. Happy holidays.
Aloha. So we're going to get into Robbie Nova, Home for Christmas, on the Girlfriend Network.
This song is for all the people trying to make it home for Christmas.
It's that Robbie Nova.
Whether you that white collar stuck in the airport, or that old troop trying to get home, it's you.
Sleigh bells are ringing. This is the season when your heart is warm. Out of love you'll be given. Presents and Christmas trees, kisses and mistletoe. When you go over and beyond for the ones that you love, can you feel it? Christmas spirit in the quiet singing carols. Can you hear them? Horns blowing and it's snowing. All I know.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and thelovezoneusa.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of thelovezoneusa.com.
Hey, this is Motown recording artist Kim. Tune into thelovezoneusa.com, and I'll talk with you soon.
The Girlfriend Network is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lovezoneusa, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. Hi, ladies. Welcome back. That was so hot. I just want to thank Dr. Sonia Borg for spending her time with us. Wasn't it? I learned a lot. I did too.
Oh, me too. I was like over here, like I felt like I was back in school. I'm like over here
it
with
was
all
quiet.
These like. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So, what do you ladies think? Oh, she just put a new perspective on things for me, and I just love when she comes. It's always an education, so much success to her, and thank her for coming. Oh, wow.
I always feel like I learn a lot.
I learned so much.
You don't know about your own. It's weird when you don't know things about your own body, and you're like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
External
exactly.
G-spot. Hello.
I'm still on the 8,000 nerve endings.
Right.
Definitely
makes sense, though.
Understanding the 8,000 nerve endings that are in the clitoris that, I don't know, that just caught my attention. So it's definitely always an education. I think she just, what a different perspective, because like we talked about earlier, it could be crazy busy, and this is another way that you can also spend time, intimate time with your partner, with other people, not other people around, but just doing this the busiest time of the year. You have little things that you can and share, not just for, you know, the kids and the holidays and family. It's also, you know, a time where you could have like the 12 hours of Christmas, like every hour something different. So it's just another way to keep the fire going.
No, I feel like Dr. Borg was our sexy Santa dropping us all these holiday facts for our Christmas presents. So like, okay. I'm over here, Merry Christmas to all of us. Like,
yes.
We learned something new.
I was like, oh, okay. So, oh, that was interesting. It was very, very nice for her to stop by. And she's been on with us before. She's not a new, you know, author or doctor to the Love Zone Network, the Love Zone USA, but she's a renowned author. She's been on Playboy Radio. She's been everywhere. So she has this book, Oral Sex, He'll Never Forget. Sex moves. Mm. So when she was talking about like the balls and everything, I was like, isn't that in her book? So I just thank her so much for coming. That was like excellent. So what different things did you learn, Nicole? What caught your attention?
The humming on the balls got me. I was like, okay. Yes, but I've heard that men definitely love that. I never tried that, but yeah, absolutely. And the running of the fingernails—that was interesting.
I don't know, because me, I can be kind of aggressive, so I wouldn't want to like run. Maybe I'm telling too much of my business on radio.
That's gonna get all scratched up.
I don't want to like
battle scars or something.
Yeah, like what happened here?
Well, nobody will ever know, so that's good. That'll be your own secret.
Well, one thing I definitely wanted to present, like just making the holiday not just about, you know how kids write letters to Santa. You can write letters to your boo or your significant other or your partner or your spouse. Write little like love notes you know, I'm waiting, you know, things like that. I thought that was, like, really, that's something that, you know, I could bring, write little letters to him and, you know, meet me at the, you know, in the kitchen or something like that during the holidays, just off of the rush and the bus of I got to get presents. And then you're like, hey, what about me? You know, you don't want him to feel left out or anything like that. So I'm thinking, like, letters. You can write, like, little sexy notes to keep it, you know, naughty. And it's not, you know, just about the kids, because kids are writing, like, their letters to Santa or thinking about their gifts. So you can do, like, little hot gifts as well. Or, like, it could be, like, something like a nice pair of sexy stockings or thigh highs or something like that. Like, it doesn't
dress
have
up
to
as,
be
like,
all
a hot little Mrs. Claus or a little Mrs. Elf. You can sit on Santa's lap.
Yeah, very cute.
I mean, there's tons of naughty things you can do on Christmas. If you just think like for a few minutes, I'm sure like tons of ideas will be popping up in everybody's head. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just be creative. That's all. And think outside the box.
Think outside of the box. Also, don't get hung up in the stress. That's my main thing. Don't get hung up in, like, the stress of the season, because it can be stressful. You know, like I always say, you know, if you're going to the mall, make a list before you go to the mall. Drink a lot of water, put on your sneakers, get what you need to get, research ahead of time to see when the closing is, and try to make it as less stress as possible, because it's tough. I went to the mall. I turned around. I was going in circles in the parking lot, Short Hills Mall, and I was just like, you know what, forget it. I'm just going to do online or gift cards. I just, no patience. So definitely,
and
you know. Go ahead.
Sometimes the best stress relief is a little bit of some fun loving, you know? So if you get a little stressed out, the best way to get rid of it is just go have a little fun, you know, with your little boo at the time or whoever you got in mind. Like, you know, just go release some of that stress and then enjoy your holidays peacefully. So if you're feeling too stressed out, have a little fun, then go do a little shopping, come back, have some more fun, finish up your shopping. It can be a, you know, exciting time now. It's the end of the year. So
Yeah,
ready
definitely.
To bring in the new year.
I think exercise is good too. I know Nicole would agree with this too. Keep your, you know, your regular, if you're exercising, like Zumba is really, really good right now. Just to minimize stress, keep your normal routine. If you go to the gym, you know, don't fall out of the gym because it's the holidays. Continue your normal regimen of going to the gym and working out and things like that. I think that also helps to be in that rhythm of, you know, working out and keeping everything, as we would say,
being healthy, yeah.
Together.
Definitely.
So, Christmas is a couple of days away.
Did you have anything
like really, really special on your list that you're really looking forward to? I know we have a couple minutes.
I didn't have anything actually super. I feel like my biggest Christmas present was moving to New York. So
yes.
I think that really.
I love it.
I love being here. I think for me, my biggest thing is I'm just so excited for the new year and for the more like just, you know, wanting Santa to give me good opportunities really is all I'm asking for Christmas. So that's what I'm mostly excited about. What about you guys?
The same thing. I just want to say I definitely appreciate the network. I appreciate my new girlfriends on the Girlfriend Network, and I love you guys and everything that you bring to this show. I appreciate you, and I'm going to say it out loud publicly. You are appreciated.
Oh, thanks, Sahira. We feel the same way.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
Okay, so we have to get ready for the holidays. We're going to have to close out. And we're going to close out with Let It Snow by Boyz II Men. So goodbye. Okay. Have a good holiday.
Everyone, happy holidays.
Bye.